Welcome to the podcast with myself, Matt Smith, and joining me today is Lawrence Mooney.
Nice to be here, Matt. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again.
Three comedy festivals in a row that we've spoken in.
You are one of my two constant comedians that I've interviewed every year since I've done this, so I thought I'd better see if I can track down the Moon Man.
Number three, and this year I've moved from Roxanne in Coverlid Place off Little Bourke Street, which is no longer a venue.
Is that what the deal is? Because I thought, what shows are on at Roxanne this year? And there's none.
No, it's one of those things where the relationship with the comedy festival didn't work out, and they've moved on. And I thought it was nice to kind of open up that part of Melbourne. But happily, the comedy festival has seen my 2 years there as a tour of duty, and they brought me home. They brought me home to the town hall.
The town hall.
I'm shell-shocked. I've got ringing in my ears. I've had my hands blown off, and they've just gone, let's give him a cushy desk job at the town hall.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in the town hall, because this has kind of become the hub of the comedy festival.
Very much so, and so it's easier to get some passing trade and, you know, flyer folks. If you're trying to flyer people and describe where Coverlid Place is, they just go, do you know what? It all sounds a bit difficult.
So tell me about your show this year. It involves donuts. Are they of the hemorrhoid variety the consumable variety?
No, they're of the deep fried sweet treat variety, and particularly their cinnamon donuts. I don't believe in the jam donut. I think it's a small cake / loaf of bread wanting to be a donut. It's a bun, really. It doesn't know what it wants to be. No, cinnamon donuts are my weakness. And they do make an appearance in the show, but essentially it's just one of my procrastinative devices. The whole show is about procrastination and putting off writing my comedy festival show. So it's a day in the life of a procrastinator. It starts with me waking and making that resolution. Today is the day I write my show, and then the myriad distractions and activities that I get up to whilst frittering a day away. I'm a fritterer, Matt.
So it sounds like you spoke from experience here. You signed up for your show this year at the Comedy Festival, and it got to, February, and you thought, shit?
No, it is a show about a man trying to write a show, but I guess the lie is that I did write a show all about that. And before it was called An Indecisive Bag of Donuts, it was called Tendencies, and it was all about my tendencies, and one of my big tendencies is procrastination. So I started to observe myself and found that I'm really quite a chronic procrastinator, and I examined it, and so the show came from that. So it, in a sense, it's kind of like it negates itself.
It is so easy to get distracted by every little thing, though, and I think, you know, the internet is terrible for that. I'll sit down to write, and next thing I know, I'll be on YouTube watching cats jump out of sinks.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'll play Angry Birds on my phone for a while, and then the hour's gone.
And those, on top of all the distractions that already existed, like TV and DVD series of TV series and CDs and doing the dishes and doing the washing and paying bills and going down the street for lunch and all of that sort of stuff. And also, if you've got a pet, I channel a lot of energy into my dog because I think it's doing him good and me good, and so it's not really procrastination. But I am chronic on the internet too.
Yeah.
You know, Age Online, then I'm reading a blog, then I'm drafting a pithy reply to someone's blog, and then
you
getting
see
involved
a tweet
in a conversation. Then I see a tweet, and now I'm twittering all day, and people describe themselves in their profile as procrastinators, and you go, oh, no shit, I've been reading your tweets all day.
And next thing I know, I'll be easily distracted by something called The Match Committee, and I'll have to go and watch that thing.
TheMatchCommittee.com, because that is going to have a new episode every week. It's all about the Roosters Football Club, starring myself and Sam Pang, formerly of Triple R Breakfaster fame. And he was also on with Santo Chilaro and Ed Cavalier during the World Cup. What was that called? Cup Fever. So that's where you would know Sam from, and myself. And so we are the Match Committee.
So I think that segue deserves a high five, because that
was
very
hello.
Smooth. That was very smoothly done.
Cool. High five.
So the other thing, and I haven't confirmed this, but my wife called out to me while she was watching something called Winners and Losers. Hey, there's Lawrence Mooney hanging around the background with a beard.
No beard.
No beard? It was sans beard, but that was
Sans beard. But yeah, I play the part of Trevor Myers, who's the smiling assassin, business partner of one of the main characters, Virginia Gay's character, is in business with Trevor Myers, and then he breaks off the relationship. So I did two episodes, and then I returned later in the first series.
So a serious acting role for you?
Serious acting role. In fact, I've done a couple of serious acting roles in the last 12 months, some of which will be coming out this year. There's winners and losers, and I do a little role in The Cup, the story of Damien Oliver's win on Media Puzzle in 2002. So that'll be coming out, I think, around about Easter or maybe later in the year. And then there's some comic turns. Judith Lucy's show, Judith Lucy's...
Spiritual Awakening, is that
Spiritual
it?
Spiritual Awakening, and Agony Uncles, which Adam Zwar wrote. It's a kind of a six-parter about men giving advice to other men on relationships, essentially.
Yeah.
But very funny. So I'm mixing it up a bit. But yeah, I'll probably do more serious acting if it comes my way this year.
Okay, great stuff. So yeah. Give a final plug for your show. What time is it on?
It's on at 9:45 in the Town Hall. So come straight up the stairs, ask for Lawrence Mooney. You can book tickets on comedyfestival.com.au.
Okay, Lawrence Mooney, thanks for your time today.
Matt Smith, I'll see you next year.
You will, thank you.
Cheers, man.